USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A standoff on Capitol Hill over suspending the nation's debt limit continues. Senate Republicans blocked a measure from advancing that would suspend the limit and keep the government funded to avoid a partial shutdown. Critics of the GOP point out that Congress repeatedly raised the debt ceiling with bipartisan support. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains why this situation is different.
The debt ceiling that was raised before on a bipartisan basis, according to CBO, covers the debt through August. So the debt ceiling they're going to have to raise on their own is about the future.
All this partial government shutdown talk has Wall Street seeing red. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 569 points to close at 34,299. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Top defense officials are defending the United States' withdrawal from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, testifying in a Senate hearing, praising U.S. troops who handled evacuations from the Kabul airport.
We plan to evacuate between 70 and 80,000 people. They evacuated more than 124,000.
Austin also expressing regret about the 13 U.S. service members who were killed in a terrorist attack at the airport. Austin also acknowledging the withdrawal operation was not perfect.
And we're still working to get Americans out who wish to leave. And we did not get out all of our Afghan allies enrolled in a special immigrant visa program.
Top Democrats on Capitol Hill are working to avoid a partial government shutdown. The government runs out of money Thursday night, and Senate Republicans blocked efforts on Monday to extend funding and raise the debt limit. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Some police departments are feeling the pinch as vaccine mandates hit the country. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Wes Pry has a story.
Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker says he isn't too concerned about the Massachusetts State Police Union's claim that dozens of troopers have submitted letters of intent to leave the police department because of COVID-19 vaccine mandates for state employees. Massachusetts State Police Association President Sergeant Mike Shervan on Fox News Tuesday morning explains the officer's point of view.
There just hasn't been time to properly roll this program out. We are in the middle of impact bargaining. The deadlines are here upon us, and we don't have the answers that our members need. Those that are seeking medical and religious exemptions have not been told if they're granted, will they be allowed a reasonable alternative to it to wear a mask and weekly testing. And because of that, they're looking to other places for employment, and the municipal departments within the state of Massachusetts are offering these reasonable alternatives. So it's not an across-the-board mandate. It's only for the executive branch of Massachusetts, which is affecting my membership. For the number that have, for whatever reason, not received their vaccination, they are choosing, and they've submitted their letters of intent. They have not officially resigned, following the policy to notify the department within 30 days of their intent to leave.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.